Hi, everybody. My name is Kurt. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive eater and restrictor and a miracle of this program. I just want to say a quick prayer to my higher power, God. Please help me make this share about what you would have me say to help another person in the room today. I can talk for hours and hours. I often do when I get on the phone with someone who calls me. I have to really stop myself. But I do want to say that, first of all, welcome to anybody who's new. Welcome to anyone who's struggling. Welcome to anyone who's returning. You're in the right place, and there's love in this room. I want to say first, before I qualify, that I am a trauma survivor, and the holidays in general bring up lots of painful memories for me. When I was about 4 in Montana, on Thanksgiving Day, my uncle, who had loaned a bunch of his hunting rifles to a friend, had a knock at the door, and the friend returned the rifles. I was downstairs playing with the rifles, and I shot this weapon, which missed my great-grandmother by a couple inches. That was one Thanksgiving I'll never forget. And I was about 4. In 2001, shortly after 9/11, I flew to New York to introduce my mother to my partner. And we rented a car. It had all our luggage in it. And we stopped at a rest area in New Jersey, and our vehicle was stolen with everything in it, our cameras, our luggage, our wallets. But it could have been worse. That's the thing. We survived it. We survived it. One Thanksgiving, I was fighting fires in California, and I lived in Washington State. But being from an alcoholic family, there was lots of trauma, lots of drama, and lots of illness, mental, emotional, and physical. And the spiritual illness was really big for me. And I was a big faker. I went to Mass every Sunday, but I really didn't have a good connection with my higher power. So that aside, I just want to welcome everyone here, and I want to let you know that you're in a safe place. After a lifetime of compulsive eating, I first joined OA in 2015. I got abstinent in 2018. That took me 3 years, and I'm currently enjoying a 71-pound weight loss. But this is a lifetime of secret compulsive eating. My top weight was nearly 300 pounds, and I tried every single weight loss program, the pay-in ways, the gyms, weight gain, weight loss, all that stuff. And I found my seat in this room, because I still couldn't keep the weight off. I could lose the weight, but I couldn't keep it off. I realized I needed some more help. And this program offered me that help. I finally came into OA 5 years ago in November. Imagine, 2015. It took me a year of strict dieting. I finally got to my goal weight of 165. I did it by eating anything I wanted, but in moderation. I was a normal eater again, or so I thought. Gained most of my weight back. I didn't work the steps. I didn't get a sponsor. And I learned a lot from that failure. And I don't discount the value of that struggle, because it brought me to my knees. And I learned that I could let go of my alcoholic foods. Those were the things that I didn't want one of. I did not want to eat it in moderation. I did not want a serving size. But anyway, I got my current sponsor in December of 2018, and I'll have 2 years next month. God will. My sponsor used to say, God's willing, but are you? I came into this program with a sense of desperation. And I think we were going to read a little reading, if I'm not mistaken, that was about from the Voices of Recovery. It's actually tomorrow's reading. And I was going to speak to that. But Victoria, what do you think? Yes? No? Should we read it?
Yeah, let's do it. I think Jerry has it. Is that right, Jerry?
Hi, Jed.
Oh, here we go. Do you want me to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay, go for it.
The celebrations of this day will be over at midnight, and tomorrow I will wake up glad to be alive and abstinent. For today, page 151. A holiday, a birthday, a wedding. These events roll around and allow me to reach for the tools the program has lovingly handed me. I start my day asking God of my understanding for help. I've learned to pick up the phone. The kind words receive me on the other end. They gently remind me of the pain I thought would grip me forever and the most important thing I will do today, keep my abstinence. Gratefulness envelops me. I say a quiet thank you and go through my day. When I lay my head down, gratitude lulls me to sleep. Thank you. So, boy, those readings are so important, and they're part of my routine today. Routine, I fought it all my life, and now it's one of the greatest things this program has taught me. Get up in the morning, get in touch with my higher power, do my readings, think about my day, my plan of action, use the tools. Oh my gosh. I was in a lot of meetings the past 8.5 months, and I hear so many great things. I have to say that there are some amazing people out there with years of recovery that hold the secrets to what will make my life better, what will make my recovery easier and help me stay abstinent. I just want to say, when I first got to Sacramento and was willing to do what I was told, I called the newcomer meeting, and a little woman by the name of Mimi, I hope that doesn't, well, anyway, I'm learning about anonymity and no names, but she welcomed me and she talked to me and she extended a hand and she said there's a newcomers meeting and she wouldn't be there, but she wanted me to try and make it. And it was at the Bueller building. I walked in, there was a little circle of people, and some of them are in this room now. And they looked up and they all smiled and they said, "You must be Kurt. We've been expecting you." And in all my other years of recovery in other programs, I never got that kind of a reception. So that was 2 years ago. And next month, I'll have 2 years of abstinence from recreational sugar, binging, and dieting. Today, I weigh 174, 1 pound less than my driver's license, 71 pounds lighter than the day I got abstinent. A holiday, a birthday, a wedding. These events roll around and allow me to reach for the tools this program has lovingly handed me. So, how do I handle special events, many of which center around food? A food plan. Today I know exactly what I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink my Soylent Green, which was a secret one of the fellows in this program shared with me. I make this anchor meal and I drink it every single day. If nothing else, that has all the nutrition and important things I need. And I like to restrict. So I have to watch not eating. I used to think that skipping a meal was working in my favor somehow, but that just led me towards my next binge, because when I let loose, boy, forget about it. So I also have a plan of action. How have I or have I not used the OA tools during on these events, and how did it turn out? Well, in the past 2 years, I've stayed abstinent, but I know I need to read the literature. I know I need phone calls. I know I need to text and talk to sponsees. I just realized that I'm on a time clock here, but I'll try and speed it up here, speed reading. Wendy, I'm trying to watch you. Anyway, 4 minutes, great, thank you. I start my day asking God of my understanding for help. The celebrations of this day will be over at midnight, and tomorrow I will wake up glad to be alive and abstinent. Boy, and every single day, one of the things my sponsor gave me was a little gem, and he carried it in his pocket, and he gave me his. He said, this is a reminder of the precious abstinence, the most valuable thing I have. And if I go to a restaurant, am I going to leave it on the table and go back to the buffet a second time? No. It's the most valuable thing for me today. The other thing I got was how serious this disease is. This disease will kill me. I lived in shame and secrets around my eating and my diabetes and lying about my food. It was really so bad that I pretended it didn't exist. And that was a real dangerous place for me. I've heard so many wonderful things about what people are grateful for. Somebody said, I'm grateful today I don't have a toothache. I can say that today. I'm grateful I don't have a migraine. I know lots of people suffer from them. There's so many things I can add to my gratitude list. But to wrap it up, I want to say that gratefulness envelops me. And I have so many things in the pile that I can be resentful or be in self-pity over. I have diabetes, I have Crohn's disease, I have alcoholism, I have compulsive eating. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And if I focus on those things grow. But I also have a program of recovery that helps me deal with those things. Someone in this room had this contraption on her belt, and I looked at her and I said, what is that? And she goes, that's my pedometer. And I said, well, what's a pedometer? And she told me how to find one, and I ended up getting one, and I know now how to get 10,000 steps in a day. And it even reminds me when I need to get up and when I need to exercise. I got the fancy one, the Apple Watch, but you know, it's all good. Technology is such a great thing. The long timers in this room are full of wisdom. And the only way I'll ascertain that information is by coming back. So I attend meetings every day. And I would encourage anybody here to do service. The last thing that has really turned it around for me is doing service. I can co-host in a Zoom meeting. I know how to put someone in the waiting room. I know how to remove someone from the meeting. I can show up and I can serve you guys and I can listen. And I'm here. My number's there. If you want to talk about any of these things, I'm always available. Just about always available. Thank you guys.